I still like to buy a quarter, half a gallon of buttermilk punch in the hog or anything.
But how about that thick sour milk that you keep on hand? It gets thick and sometimes...
Well, that's where the butter come out of.
Yeah.
You see, you strain the butter, the cream comes to the top of the jar. And then you save that cream and then churn it. And then you get the butter, and then what's left of the milk is buttermilk. It's a sour milk. It has to crudge, you know.
Okay. Now, what do you do with it when it cruds?
Well, it's just use it to make bread and stuff out of. People used to. Well, they didn't. They'd feed it to their hogs or something.
Uh-huh.
They had always a place to put that kind of stuff. But the most of the buttermilk was, we used to have a lot of cow and a lot of milk. We now a lot of times more than we could eat. Be the one. Wasn't no sale for it. Just have to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
Give families that didn't have cows a lot of times. And had to help you out on your hog. They get fat quick on milk.
Mm-hmm. Now the people, did the people ever eat the cruds?
Huh?
The people ever eat the cruds?
The cruds.
Eat the cruds, yeah.
No, I don't think so. They just get cruddy and thick.
Yeah.
Run together kind of.
Well, I'm thinking about here is that the same thing as clabber?
Yeah, it's clabber milk.
But nobody used clabber milk.
They make cheese out of it. They make clotted cheese out of that now.
Now, what's the difference between the cruds wouldn't be the same thing as cottage cheese?
Well, you make it out of cottage cheese. You take that crudded milk, and I don't know what you do to it. My wife makes some. When we have milk, we had milk. You make off a good cheese. I don't know how they do it. They boil it, and then that stuff that comes out of there, that milk, that makes awful good hog feed, and then what's left in there is the cheese. She can tell you how to do that. I don't know, but I know it's awful good, and I know that's the kind of stuff they made it out of. That buttermilk has to crud.
Yeah. You ever hear that called smear case?
And what called what?
Smear case.
Uh-uh.
When you had a lot of that, if you had more than you needed, you'd say you'd feed it to the...
For the hog.
Feed it to the hogs, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. What were the utensils that you used for eating? Were they any different when you were small? The things you'd use at the table. You have a plate, and then the things you'd use in your hand.
Knife and fork, or what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's right. That's just what I mean. And then the thing for soup would be a
spoon.
Yeah. Now, are they any different from the kind you use today?
No, they're all just the same. Knives and forks and spoons.
And then
I use a spoon yet to eat with more than I do a knife and fork.
Uh-huh.
I eat beans or something like that. I just got used to it. Still use a spoon.
Sure.
I wouldn't do that, I guess, if I went anywhere, but don't ever go nowhere to eat. But I just eat like I've always been. I'd even rather use a spoon a lot of times than a fork.
Whatever comes handy, yeah.
You just get used to these things, you know. It's hard to get out of your system.
Uh-huh.
Just awful hard to get the raisin out of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Sure, certainly. So my wife keeps telling me. Washing dishes, to get the soapy water off, she has to hold the soapy dish under clear water.
I reckon, but you know, used to people made their own soap.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out of lye, ashes, lye, make their own soap. Go ahead, it's sure would clean stuff.
Yeah.
Things have went a long way. As people them days, you know, had to, we would get an old woman to wash for us on after our children was born. Way back down, they'd get great big blocks, you know. We call them battling blocks. And they'd lay their clothes on that and take a big paddle and beat them out. And then later on, they got the washboard. And then later on, they got the washing machine. Now then, we've got the washer and the dryer.
Yeah. And that battling stick looks something like...
Oh, that battling stick, just a big old pad or thing.
Yeah.
Lay it on that clean block, you know, and just go to beating.
Mm-hmm. But to get the soap out of something, you have to put it in clear water.
Yeah, you have to. Now we wash on the washing machine. We've got to run two big tubs of cold water over here, you know, to rinse them clothes after they go through the wringer.